also in chapter 4 now, we have the memorial stones. For instance, I'll begin reading there. It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over, and you'll leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Now those 12 stones were taken over to the west side of Jordan. They were made of memorial stones, by the way. And now we are told also that verse 8, and the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, took up the 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged and laid them down. Now, they not only took 12 stones out of Jordan, put them on the other side, and those stones, by the way, speak of the resurrection of Christ. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests stood that bare the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they were there unto this day. That is, at the time Joshua wrote that, those stones were down there. They were taken from the west bank of the Jordan. They were put down in the river where the priests had stood. That speaks of the death of Christ. That ark speaks of Christ. Now, how did they cross over? They crossed over by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those stones that were to be seen on the other side reveals God's power. They speak of grace, that Christ is today at the right hand of God. And then these other stones, unseen stones, they are the stones that were not seen. They were there, though, in Joshua's day. God sees these, and you and I reckon on these. And that speaks actually of the law. Christ died for us, because you and I stood guilty before God. And those stones speak of his death, and the waters of death passed over. The crossing of the Jordan River does not represent the believer's death. It represents Christ's death, and you and I appropriate it and enter in today into the heavenlies, and ultimately it'll bring us into heaven only by the death and burial and resurrection of Christ. Paul said, this is the gospel which I preached unto you, that which you heard, that which you trust, that which will save you. And friends, it's only that today. Now, it's through the death and resurrection of Christ. And you and I, by faith now, we cross over that Jordan and we enter the Canaan. We enter the heavenlies, where we live down here and lay hold to spiritual blessings. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is. Now, I'm mentioning this book, Have You Crossed Over Jordan? I've just touched these things today, but it is available for those that support our program. We generally mention it at the end of the study of a book, but since we're here, I'm mentioning it to you today.